Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. This is Coach LaLisa. I am your host for the Coach LaLisa Show, coming to you live right here from Blog Talk Radio. Happy, happy, happy Friday. I know some of you have been waiting for Friday all week long, and I'm so glad to let you know it is here and it is happening. And it is going down right here. Well, I tell you, we're going to just get better and better as time goes on. And we just are so, so, so excited about being able to, you know, it's just something about being able to do what you really love. And, you know, it's one thing just to do what you love, but you want to be able to do it well. So our experiences are great. Our experiences teach us everything we need to know. Okay, we do apologize. We've been experiencing some difficulty here. And as we said before, we definitely, you know, we want to just be able to bring you great programming and, you know, we want the topics to be exciting and we just want to be a blessing to those. I tell you, it's been an exciting day. Just a wonderful, wonderful Friday. We had to make a few changes to the show, but we got some great shows coming up for you. We can't wait to roll them out. But tonight, we wanted just to bring up the topic of starting over. Let's talk about starting over. If you've ever been in a relationship where you had to just start over, you know, sometimes it can be scary. You don't know how to do it. You're not sure what to do. Sometimes you're not even sure if you want to do it. And then there are some people who absolutely have chosen to start over, to do it again. And, you know, but there are some tips that you can get that can really help you do the starting. If you want to start over, you can do it. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is, you can do whatsoever you desire, whatsoever you desire, whatever you want, you can do it and you can have it. Well, we have a guest here in the chat room. We'd like to welcome you to the Coach LaLisa Show. Hi and welcome. I'm just typing that in. I tell you, it's been an amazing journey, and so I just wanted to talk about that tonight. Wanted to be able to share with people how to start over. How do you get started? How do you start over? And why should you start over? How hard is it? What does it take? Well, I have experienced a serious, serious starting over in my personal life, in my relationship, and just, you know, with different situations. And I have found that in order to start over, you have to start fresh. You have to start fresh. And that is sometimes the hardest thing for people to do. Because let's just say you are starting over in a relationship with someone that you've been in a relationship before. And what's going to happen typically in a situation like that is that the person that you're starting over with, you're going to have a lot of memories about everything that happened before. They're going to have a lot of memories about everything that happened before. And sometimes those memories, let's face it, aren't good ones. If there was a breakup, if the breakup was bad. But let's even talk about before you even get to the starting over. Let's start with, okay, we're in a relationship. We're dating. We're going together. We're married. Let's talk about marriage. Married people who, for whatever reason, have to separate. It could be mostly, a lot of times, it's due to cheating, but sometimes it's due to other things, like just, you know, incompatibility. We just decided that we're just not all that compatible. Sometimes there's children involved, but okay, so let's just say that we separate. And this is based on a book that I read where a woman was actually also going through a breakup, and she had been divorced from her husband, and her husband were getting back together. So it can be done. I did it. My husband and I, after 9 years of marriage, we did separate, and we did end up getting back together. Now we've been back together 10 years. We were together 9, separated for 1 year, and back together now 10 years. That gives us our 20-year marriage. So a lot of people absolutely think that you cannot get back together. You know, I've even heard people, and I coach and counsel people, coach and encourage and minister to people who are separated. And what I've found out is that some people just are not going to get back together because they will not listen. They will not learn. And I really believe in their deepest of heart, they may really want to get back. I was going to say that they really don't want to get back together, but sometimes people want to get back together, but they just don't know how. They don't know how to let go. And, you know, if you're going to get back together, you got to let go. Ladies, listen to me. He's got to let go too, but guess what? You got to let go. And if you're a man, and you're it's another situation, you're a man and you're looking to get back together with your wife, you got to let some things go. Now, you don't want to let everything go. Like my husband and I, there were many, many things about him that I didn't want to forget. Many things that he did for me, many of the things that we did together, I didn't want to let those things go. But there are some things that you have to let go. Well, we want to welcome you to the show tonight. If you just tuned in, this is Coach LaLisa. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic tonight is starting over. And I am here to tell you that you absolutely can start over. No matter how bad it's been, no matter how bad it looks right now, you can begin, and you can begin again, and you can do it right the next time. And that's another one of the keys. You ought to go into it the second time around knowing that you're going to do it right. So if you're not ready to do it right, don't try to start over. Wait until you're ready to do it right. And another thing you don't want to do, you don't want to panic. You don't want to be anxious. You know, don't look at your situation as it's all or nothing, like I got to do it right this second or at a particular point in time. Look at it as if I'm becoming a better person. They've become a better person. You know, just trust that the same God who worked on you and who changed you and caused you to be better, just trust that that same God will change him and make him better. Or if this is a man and you're talking about a woman, trust. Can you just, you may have no trust in you, you may have no trust in your partner, But please, can you have trust in God? He's trustworthy. He is faithful. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never let you down. So just trust that he knows what he's doing. So the first thing you want to do in this starting over, you first want to understand why it is that you're getting back together. You know, for me, you know, I was clear that, you know, there was a purpose for me and my husband to be together. I wasn't just getting back with him because another woman had come into the picture and it was like, well, if he can't have me, I don't want him to have nobody, so I'm just going to take him. Because I thought that at first. That was some of the feelings I was feeling at first. Am I just doing it for selfish reasons? But when I realized that, no, I'm getting back with him because God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And once I realized that God had a plan and a purpose for our lives, that's when I realized that this thing was going to work. And I knew that all I had to do was trust God. I knew that God was going to move mightily on my situation, and everything just felt so totally different. Everything just felt great and wonderful, but it wasn't until I got out of my own way. You absolutely have to get out of your own way if you are going to truly, truly, truly experience newness. If you're going to experience this new relationship, if you're going to experience starting over the right way, you're going to certainly have to have an understanding as to why am I getting back together? What is the purpose that God has for our relationship? Then you have to move out of the way. You have to trust that God has worked on the individual the same as he's worked on you. And if you don't believe that God has worked on that person, then that means that you haven't noticed how God has worked on you. Because God is not a respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for another. So when my husband and I got back together, I accepted the work that God had done on him, even though I couldn't see all of the work. I had to trust that some of the work that God had done on him was not only behind the scenes, but it was also work that was going to be manifested later. That everything that God had did in my husband was not going to be manifested, you know, in overnight. I wasn't going to see the change overnight. But then that over time that I would see the change, and that what he showed me was that in the starting over, one of the things that I did, or should I say I didn't do, I didn't hold my husband to the same old standards. So, for instance, initially in the marriage, if my standard was, you've got to take me out to dinner 3 times a week in order for me to feel special or what have you, or you got to buy me this, or you got to send me a Mother's Day card or send me a birthday card, I'm not going to hold those kinds of standards because a lot of times those are so superficial. I mean, I know so many couples, oh, they get the biggest rings, they got the biggest birthday gifts, they got the biggest, but they still end up in divorce. I mean, those things are not necessarily a sign of love. You know, I would rather have the fact that he comes home from work and cuts the grass, or, you know, he changes my tire. I would rather have those things. Or when I call him at, you know, 10 o'clock p.m. and I'm locked out of my car and I'm out in New Brunswick, New Jersey versus, you know, Newark, you know, that he would get in his car at 10 o'clock at night. He would drive out there without complaining. I mean, I would rather have the fact that, you know, when I lost my job and, you know, was let go from a company, that instead of him, you know, being so upset, he says, you know, come on, let's go have dinner. You know, let's go celebrate, you know. So we got to realize that the standards that we have, we want to have them, but, you know, when you talk about starting over, you want to have new standards. You want everything to just be new. You're the same person, yes, and he's the same person ultimately, but you got to go in with a fresh mind. It's like a project at work. You know, they always tell us when you want to solve a problem, that's why a lot of companies, they bring in new employees. They have old problems, but they want a fresh idea on it. They want a fresh outlook, and that's how you got to do your relationship, your marriage. You need a fresh look. Don't look at it the way you've always looked at it. If you always thought that's what a woman should do, then don't do that. If you always thought this is what a husband should do, then don't expect that. Come in with a new expectation, because after all, you're starting over. And God forbid you hold any standards that your mother had or your grandmother had when you're in a new, unless they are positive. If they're positive standards, if they're positive suggestions, absolutely you want to implement those. But don't just hold a standard because your mother or your father did it. And I see so many couples, that's like, that really, I mean, you know, I'm just going to keep it real. That breaks my heart when couples hold standards from their parents just because it was their parent. Even though their parent marriage was horrible and ended, they still holding that standard. Oh, well, that's what my mama did. That's what my daddy did. Okay, you know what? Those people, you just have to pray for them, because they're not going to stop. If they're bold enough to tell you that's what's happening, then pretty much they're not going to stop. So what you have to do is you have to pray that that person comes out of bondage. That's a bondage. I heard a gentleman say tonight, and while we were at the Unsung Heroes, awesome event. It was super, super powerful over at the Sheraton Hilton. I want to give it up for the Sheraton Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, by the airport. Awesome place, fantastic. And there was a man in there, and, you know, he was just saying, you know, you can't just hold a standard that your parents had simply because they had it. You got to really look to do something new, something fresh. You got to look to do something new and something fresh so that you can keep the relationship new and keep the relationship going, keep the relationship fresh. Now, there are many people who come to me and they ask over and over, because they have their relationships and they want to know, how can I make my relationship, better? How can I make my relationship stronger? And, I share with them, there are things that you can do. There are absolutely things that you can do, but you have to be willing to do the hard work. And for women, the hardest thing for us to do is to forgive and forget and to keep quiet. Those are absolutely the two hardest things, because we want to hold a grudge. We want to hold it forever. We want to hold it over your head. Every time we talk to you or see you or with you, we want to make you feel it. We want to make you feel the pain that we are feeling. And the truth of the matter is, you're not feeling anything. Anything that you feel, you want to feel, because feelings only happen when we give them place, when we give way to the feeling, this is like the weight that so easily besets us. We want to feel negative sometimes. We don't want to feel happy, That's what I loved about Dr. Wayne Dyer. I mean, he did a very, very powerful teaching on how we control our feelings. We say, oh, he made me mad. And Dr. Wayne Dyer would say, no, he or she didn't make you mad. You got mad at what he or she did. They did what they did, and you chose to do what you did, which was to get mad. You didn't have to. You could have stayed neutral. You could have offered them an encouraging word. You could have done so many things, but you chose to get mad. Why? Because through our lives, we are taught that you get mad when somebody takes your marbles. You get mad when a kid calls you a name. You get mad when people leave you out. So we've been taught when to get mad and how to get mad and what to get mad over. And so after we were taught that, then we practiced it over and over and over again every day of our lives until we end up married. And now that we're in the marriage, we've been doing this all our lives. We don't know how to do anything else. And so what you have to do is you have to actually do something that I'm just going to call it very simple. It's reprogram yourself. You have to reprogram your mind. That's why the Word of God tells us transform your mind. be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind holds instructions on what you're going to do. So you have to transform those instructions, transform the minds. If before you got upset when he didn't call after coming home from work, transform your mind and say, I'm not going to get upset about that. Because you know, first of all, a lot of times we get upset about that because we think the person wants someone else. Here's a newsflash, people. They don't want anybody else. They want you. If they wanted someone else, you know, they would be with them. You know, I almost let that totally ruin a perfect, beautiful, loving, awesome marriage that I had by thinking that foolishness. They want somebody else. That's such a trick of the enemy, women. Get over it. He doesn't want her. If he wanted her, he'd be with her. And for the her out there, you know, the woman who's thinking, oh, her man want me, he don't want you. Trust me, he don't want you because if he wanted you, he'd be with you. And if he wanted you, if you were really all that, you'd have somebody, because if you were all that and he wanted you, other people would want you too, and then you wouldn't be alone going after somebody else's man. So I say all that to say that, you know, this thing is serious. You know, it can be done many, many, many different ways, okay? You have to decide how you're going to do it. Now, you don't have to take my suggestions. You can go out there and do whatever you've been doing on your own and do it your way and see how it works for you. I can guarantee you it is not going to work that well. So what you want to do is, in starting over, you want to understand, why am I getting back with this person? What's our goal? What's our purpose? Then you want to talk it over with that person. You want to pray about it. And then you want to let go. You want to let go of all the old hurts and pains. They can't hurt you anymore. It's already done. If he cheated, he already cheated. If the woman is somebody that you know, well, you already know her. And the pain is already gone. It's already done. It's over. Let it go. It happened. Yes, it happened. So, yes, you can acknowledge that, yes, the person did betray you. They did betray you. They did, you know, let you down, and, you know, what have you. It happened. It's over. Move on. Move past it. Move somewhere new. That's what happened with me and my husband. You know, we're not the same old couple that we were before. Yes, he's still who he is, and I'm still who I am, but we're different. He's still the same height and same weight. I'm still the same height. I'm a little bit bigger. I picked up a few pounds. But my body max is going to help all that. But the thing is, yes, we're in the same body, but we ain't the same people. I got a new mind. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. New mind, new attitude. What part of Patti LaBelle's song didn't you understand? You know, she said it best. I got a new attitude. You know, ladies, you need a new attitude. You need a new mindset. Because guess what? If you keep the same old mindset, guess what happens? Even if you get a new husband, a new man, guess what's going to happen? It's going to end up the same way until your mind, because remember, your mind is where you're going to have your actions that will direct your path. Hello? You want to know the good and perfect and acceptable will of God so that you can follow it? Well, you're not going to follow it without the renewal of your mind. And so when you're starting over, start fresh. Start with that new mind. Now that you have the new mind, now you can make a new situation. Now you're really starting over. See, so many couples try to start over, but they're not really starting over because they're bringing all their same old problems, same old attitudes, same old behavior, same old thoughts, same old words, same old I'll cuss you out when you don't do what I want, same old I'll give you the silent treatment if you don't do what I want, the same old I'll storm out of the house and go hang out in the bar for 12 hours with my boys when you don't give me what I want. You know, we do the same old behavior, but we expect something different. Well, you know, they tell me that's insanity, is to do the same thing but expect a different result. So unless you want the same result, then keep doing the same thing. But if you want a different result, when you start over with somebody, see them fresh and new. It's like our children when they go off to college and they come back. We see them as somebody new, but we know it's the same child that we raised. But why can't we do that for our mate? You know, what's the deeper issue about getting back together? You know, some people, they don't want to get back together. And you know what? This is really what it is. A lot of times they think they're going to find someone better, but they usually don't. They usually don't. Because unless you change your mind, you're going to end up in the same place anyway. So, you know, you're not going to find anyone better. Believe me, you're going to find someone better if and only if it is God's will and desire. But not just because you are tired of what you have. That's not going to cause you to find something better. You will only find, but now the thing is, I can guarantee you how you can find something better. Here, you want to guarantee, here it goes. Let me guarantee you of how you're going to find something better. You are absolutely going to find something better when you, not the woman behind you, don't look around, you, look in the mirror. You're going to find something better when you create something better. Did you catch that? You're going to find something better when you and you and you alone, not him, but you, create something better. As soon as you create something better, you're going to have this wonderful new start. It is going to blow your mind. You're going to have an awesome, I guarantee you, a relationship that is so awesome. But you have to do something different. Just do it different, whatever it is. Don't do it the same way you did it the first 10 years of the marriage, or the 20 years of the marriage, or the 30 years of the marriage, or the 5 years, whatever it was, don't do it the same way. I can guarantee you, if you do it the same way, this is another one of my guarantees. You do it the same way, you're going to have the same thing. You have the same thing, you're going to say, see, this didn't work. I knew we couldn't get back together. I knew we couldn't start over. How could you? You didn't really start over. You got back together and you did the same old thing. Starting over means doing something new. Fresh, something you never did before. You may say, well, I'm doing things new. I'm doing stuff, and it's still not working because he won't do. Well, I can guarantee you, if you're talking like that, you didn't do anything different because you probably were talking like that in the first half or the first part. So stop worrying about what he is doing or he ain't doing or what she is doing or she ain't doing. You do. Don't you get about you operate first. And see, that's the big problem. People don't want to step outside the box. They don't want to do what's first. They want somebody else to do it because they're truly not leaders. They're really followers. They don't want to do it first. But if you are a leader, I'm speaking to the leader in you. I command the leader in you to rise up right now. Let the leader in you start first, do it right, and watch and see if that person will change right before your very eyes. Because first they will have to change. If you change, the situation must change. It's a guarantee. But once they see you change, you know, it ain't going to happen overnight because they're going to wait for you to go back to the same old way. But if you're consistent, if you can be consistent and persistent and continue to do it each and every day, they'll get it. They're going to be like, oh, she's different. She's changed. And then once you change, they will have no choice but to change. Well, that's all the show I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Coach Lalisa talking about starting over. Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful night, and email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com. Go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com. You can catch me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter to keep up with the next show and the topic and what we're going to be talking about. I can guarantee you it's going to be a hot one. This has been Lalisa. Have a great evening and a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.